With a state Supreme Court ruling effectively handing the reins on major statewide pandemic policy to the legislature, lawmakers will now get what they've been asking for, a chance to weigh in on and debate the state's reaction to the ongoing crisis. Saturday, Governor Beshear made it official.
At this point, and with the deadline approaching where our declared state of emergency would end and many of our tools that are so necessary to fight this pandemic would evaporate, now is the time to act.
In the session, which is limited to specific action items outlined by the governor, the legislature will be asked to consider a number of issues, most related to COVID-19. They include whether to extend Kentucky's state of emergency to January 15th, when they return to regular session, review a series of executive, agency, and cabinet orders, consider giving the governor the ability to mandate masking in some circumstances, appropriate remaining American Rescue Fund dollars, and provide more flexibility for schools. On that last item, the governor said more targeted use of NTI or non-traditional instruction days will be on the list.
You got to have the entire district out to use NTI. Moving that down to the school or the classroom level, I know, is something that's going to be considered and that people have an open mind of.
Special sessions are typically short, lasting around 5 days. Lawmakers have been holding committee meetings ahead of the anticipated session in the hopes of reaching consensus more quickly. Special sessions cost taxpayers around $68,000 a day. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.